Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the next podcast. My name's Jason. Today, I'm going to be doing a review of Metallica's new S&M number 2 album, which came out last week. S&M 1 came out in 1999, right when Metallica were in a bit of a between a rock and a hard place. They'd transitioned their music quite significantly. They're out now with another S&M album, which was highly anticipated. They did it around a year ago, but obviously due to the pandemic and that sort of thing, obviously it took a bit longer for them to release the album, which is good because they took the time to obviously make sure the production was on point and obviously make sure that the rollout was as smooth as possible. So I was excited for the album, but I'm going to be honest, I wasn't like overly hyped because they say it's Metallica releasing a new album, right? For me, it's not a new album. It's just songs they've already made, but just with an orchestra. So yes, technically it's a new album. I understand, obviously, it's something new, but it's not technically a new album. So it was just going to be a matter of how the production was going to sound with these songs, because obviously we've heard all of them, well, just about. So, like people saying it's a new album, I just don't see it as a new album. Like, I'm not saying it's in a negative form, whatever. I just don't see it as a new album. But anyway, that's just my opinion. Now looking at the set list, I will be honest, as soon as I saw the song choices, the first thing in my mind was, unfortunately, and this is going to sound negative, is the songs that are missing on this album that I think with an orchestra would have sounded amazing. The one obvious one being Orion. They didn't play that in S&M1 and they haven't done it in S&M2. And I think it would have been amazing just to hear that with the orchestra. I reckon they would have done a great job with it. Other songs that I feel could have gone with it, Fade to Black, Welcome Home Sanitarium, My Friend of Misery, all songs that I don't believe were on S&M1, as far as I know. Also, Battery would have been a good choice. But yeah, that's just my personal opinion. I'm not gonna come down on Metallica for you know the song choices. They're all always gonna sound good, and it's Metallica. Overall, if I had to choose which album I liked more, it's very tough. I'd still go S&M 1 just, not for any particular reason. I just really liked S&M 1. I've got the DVD and I've listened to it and watched it so many times. But give it time. S&M 2 could overtake S&M 1 very easily. It's only been out for a few days. I've only listened to it once or twice. So I'll go song by song. So obviously they started with Ecstasy of Gold. Of course they did. They start that. So every concert, every live show with Ecstasy of Gold. So that's awesome. Call of Cthulhu, I wasn't huge on when I heard that came out. Like, it's not that I don't like the song, it's just they played that on S&M 1. It's not bad, but it's just, I felt that they could have left that out. For Whom the Bell Tolls, of course, I knew they were going to play that. It does sound really good. The one that I was really excited for, I was excited for all of them, but the one I was really excited to hear because it's an underrated song, in my opinion, The Day That Never Comes. Now, this is, in my opinion, one of their best songs of the 21st century. I remember when the single came out in 2008, because I had, obviously, being 16, I didn't know anything about the new album coming out, and then I just heard that on MTV when I had friends over, I was like, holy shit, this is amazing. Reminds me of One in so many ways. Yeah, that sounds awesome, the orchestra. The orchestra starts off the song with the intro, and it just sounds really, really cool, and the whole song sounds great. The Memory Remains. Good song. Good song live. I believe they played on SNM1. I'm not 100% sure. Again, it was a bit... Confusion was one of the new songs from their latest record, Hardwired to Self-Destruct. I was surprised they played this of all songs, but it sounds pretty good. They play it really well live. It's a very heavy song. I really like it. Moth into Flame was one of the singles they released before the album was fully released. It does sound really good. The orchestra does kind of just go along with the song. They don't really do anything spectacular, but it does go really nicely. Outlaw Torn. They did play this on SNM1, but Metallica have started playing it live recently. They played it live in Germany last year, and there's a great video of it on YouTube. It sounds really, really cool. They play it really well. Excellent song choice, in my opinion. No Leaf Clover, of course. Of course they were going to play this. I mean, if there was one song that was absolutely going to be played, it was No Leaf Clover. This song was introduced on SNM1. Even though they played it on SNM1, there's little things in it that sound different, which make it unique again. It does sound really, really cool. Obviously, with the heavy intro with the orchestra, it sounds so cool. One of my favorites on here. Halo on Fire. I was, again, a little surprised they chose this song, again, on their latest record. It's not bad. They play it well live, but I just didn't really think it went with a symphony, but that's just my personal opinion. I'm sure others have different opinions on that. Good song, but again, I'm a little 50-50 with it. Then they played, I'm going to probably spell this wrong, Siphon Suite or something like that. I didn't really get that. And then Iron Foundry after that. I listened to it for a few seconds and I just skipped it. Didn't really interest me in any way. Now we get to something really interesting. The Unforgiven 3. This was a huge surprise when they played this, because not only did they play it, it's just the orchestra and James Hetfield. So James Hetfield just singing and the orchestra's playing along. It does sound really cool. I would have preferred they play just the Unforgiven 1. I reckon that would have gone better, but it does sound really good. I'll give them that. All Within My Hands. Now, this is one of the highlights for me. It's pretty much all orchestra, but then there's certain parts where James and Kirk play, even Kirk throws in a solo in there. The orchestra sounds awesome in the song. The song is terrible on the actual album, Saint Anger, but they play this really, really well, in my opinion. One of the highlights. But the highlight, and for me, I feel like this will be shared amongst most Metallica fans, is... It was very emotional hearing it. Anesthesia, Pulling Teeth. It was played by Scott Pingle, I think it was, on like a Vioneer type thing, but it just sounded so much like Cliff Burton playing along. It's 5.5 minutes of just absolute gold. And reading most of the comments, most people seem to agree that this was the highlight of the evening, or of the two evenings, I should say. I think they played two evenings on this show. Wherever I May Roam, again, this is a song choice that just I didn't really understand. Like, it's a good song, but I feel like there would have been better song choices for an orchestra. Then they played One. One sounds really good. I mean, One's one of their best songs. Of course, they were going to play this. Master of Puppets, again, of course, they were going to play this. Arguably their best song, or in my opinion, their undisputed best song. Of course, they were going to play this. Nothing Else Matters, again. Sounds great live, but again, it was always going to be played. And Enter Sandman, of course, arguably their biggest single ever. Of course, they were not going to skip this. Not taking anything away, but those, as you could probably tell by my reaction, those last five weren't really like breathtaking in any way, because I just wanted them to play something different. Like, of course they were going to end up playing it. I mean, Metallica at live concerts always have staples. As much as they vary up the set lists and that sort of thing, they're always going to play those songs. But I just feel like there were songs that they could have played that would have sounded better. Because, I mean, Metallica have their strengths and obviously their best songs, but with an orchestra, there's certain songs that would have fitted in better, in my opinion. But, I mean, that's just my opinion. Look, I still rate this. I'd probably give it around an 8 out of 10. Very high rating. You know, I still am very thankful that Metallica are releasing new music, particularly in the current climate of things. So, I do hope they make an SM3, but I highly doubt it. Given it took 20 years for them to do a second one, I highly doubt they'll do another one. But I guess it just depends on what they want to do now that James Hetfield's out of rehab. I guess just see what kind of direction they want to take. So, for me, the best songs, Anesthesia Pulling Teeth, No Leaf Clover, The Day It Never Comes, All Within My Hands, those are my favourites. I'm not going to rate the Skyphium Suite, or whatever, I don't even know how you say it, or the Iron Foundry, I'm not going to really rate them. I'd say the biggest disappointment out of all the songs probably would be either Call of Cthulhu, or Wherever I May Roam, or something like that. Not necessarily bad, but just kind of underwhelming. But definitely won't complain. I'll listen to it a little bit more in the coming weeks, obviously. Have plenty of time for it. Overall, quite happy with it. I don't think I'll buy the CDs or the DVDs or the vinyls. I mean, they're so expensive, which doesn't really surprise me, but yeah, I'll just get it on Spotify and then just go from there. So overall, I do rate it. I do recommend it. There are parts that you can kind of skip over, but there are some absolute gems in there. And yeah, that's my review of SNM2 from Metallica. Hope you enjoyed it. I do recommend giving it a listen, and I'll see you next time.